Okay, Rabosai, let us begin. I want to really basically finish up the sugya that's not the Bava Kama part of the sugya, and then tomorrow we'll wrap it up. Okay, so we have a Gzeres HaKasev in our Gemara. The Gemara tells us, how do you know that you can go ahead and pay the Nizak with Shaveh Kesef? So the Gemara has a Drasha Yashiv. And the Gemara has a similar drasha when it comes to an Eved Ivri being poed to himself, redeeming himself. Big Yiron Kesef. So the Torah tells us he can redeem himself not only with Kesef, but also with Shaveh Kesef. And then we started to look at the Tosas and Kiddushin. And Tosas and Kiddushin wants to, in general, okay, good, we have two Gzeres HaKasev when it comes to Nezik and when it comes to Eved Ivri, that Shaveh Kesef is Kesef. What about other areas of Kalas Rakula? What is it in? And perhaps he suggests that even though, first of all, he gets into a discussion of Shnei Ksuvim Avam Kechad Malamdin, so why do we need Shnei Ksuvim over here? Why can this be a platform to learn for Kalat Kula? So he explains, Tosas does, that each of these has a unique reason why it needs a pasuk to teach me Shaveh Kesef. Eved Ivri needs a pasuk because maybe you want to make it easier for the Eved Ivri to come out because Shol Yitama Bein Hagoyim. And Nezikin needs a special Gzeres HaKasev. Why? Because of Meitav. And so you have unique Gzeres HaKasev over there, and basically Tosa's position is, so what about in Shar Kalat Rakula? So he quotes Pidyon HaBen, he quotes Erechin, Klal Pradu Klal, etc., and then he gets to Kiddushin. How do you know that Shaveh Kesef, the Mishnah Masech Kiddushin, Beis Hamidrash tells us that Ha'isha Niknes, the Pruta of a Shaveh Pruta, how do you know you can use a Shaveh Pruta as well? And Tosa basically says, Gomar Me Eved Ivri. We learn out from Eved Ivri, and since Eved Ivri can be nicknamed, can be kona atzma b'shava kesef, so too when it comes to what? When it comes to kiddushin. And that is the position of Tosas. And basically, if you read that Tosas, what Tosas seems to say in kiddushin, that bezim and aleph, is that you need a pasuk to go ahead and derive shava kesef. When it comes to all of these areas, you need a pasuk, you need a pasuk, you need a pasuk. That is the core position of the Balei HaTosas. We saw in last year, quickly, and we'll just a quick review, that the Avnei Miluim wants to understand, well, if that's true, and basically we're deriving Kiddushin from Eved Ivri, but Eved Ivri has a problem. What's the problem of Eved Ivri? The problem is, why does Shaveh Kesef, why do we need a puzzle of Shaveh Kesef by Eved Ivri? Because what? Has a kula. What's the kula of Eved Ivri? Is that we want to make it easy for the Eved Ivri to get away from the goyim, but that doesn't apply to Isha. So how do we fix that problem? We fix that problem with Nezikin. Nezikin fixes that problem. Ooh, but if Nezikin fixes that problem, then what? It's really a combo plan. It's a limud to kiddushin from both Eved Ivri and Nezikin. Well, that's the case, and just like Nezikin requires what? Meitav. So you should only be mekadesh to Isha with Meitav. That was the kasha that was posed by the Atzmos Yosef, quoting the Avnei Miluim. Answer number one is, maybe it's not an issue because we hold like the Ran. What does the Ran say? You cannot be Mekadesh and Isha by Karka. Why can't you be Mekadesh and Isha by Karka? With Karka? Because you need something that is Nosan Miyad liyad. It has to be like a get. Like a get is sefer plisus, that which can be passed. Maybe kaka also, you cannot be makadish and isha with that which is mechuber. But he says, we hold, not like the Ran, we hold that you can be makadish and isha with karka. So what is the difference? What is the difference between so why is it that you then do not require an isha to be miskadeshes bekarka specifically with meitav? So here comes the Avnei Miluim with a chidush. And he says, when it comes to Nezikin, must you pay the Nizak with Meitav? No. You don't have to pay the Nizak with Meitav. The Nizak can demand Meitav, but he doesn't have to be paid with Meitav. Basically, the Nizak has all the rights. And if the Nizak would prefer to have a lot of Ziburis over a smaller piece of Aedis, could he go for that? Sure. It's all the rights are in the hands of the Nizak. The rights are in the hands of the Nizak, but it's really up to the Nizak. He can choose to take whatever he wants. Because at the end of the day, okay, once we have, he has a right to Meitav. But now he gets whatever he wants. So she too. Does she have to get married?
No.
She doesn't have to get married. It's up to her. And if it's up to her, then she can choose to ask for meitav and say, I'm not getting married unless you give me meitav. Or she can say, I'm not getting married but unless you give me, I want ziburis, whatever she wants. So once it's in her hands, whatever she wants, there's no kasha that you're going ahead and going from Baba Kama, from the Zikin to Kiddushin, that you must give meitav. There's no din of meitav. There's a right that the Nizak has. Guess what? She has the same exact right. She has the same exact right. And with that point, we actually just last year, we exacerbated kind of a problem in Tosis. And what's the problem in Tosis we're trying to exacerbate? Let's say I want to buy something. I want to buy someone's sweater. And we agree that for the sweater, I'm going to give him a pair of pants for the sweater. Rav Chaim Kanievsky's pants are being auctioned off, I hear. I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it, but I don't want to talk about it. But, okay, so you we're swapping. We're swapping. I shouldn't have opened my mouth. We're swapping. We're making a swap. Would I need a pasuk when it comes to Mekach u'Memkar to establish, oh yes, that if you want to barter things, you can go ahead and create a kinyan without kesef, but for bartering? Once it's Mekach u'Memkar, once it's the agreement of everyone, so then do whatever you want. Why do I need a pasuk? That's essentially what the Avnei Milum's point. Once she can go ahead, she can take meitav, she can take zibus, whatever she wants, if that's true, then why do I need a pasuk to teach me shavei kesef? And indeed, if you look at the Ramban, and you look at the Rashba, and you can also look, if you like, at the Ritva, or you could look, if you like, at the Ran in all the Maseches Kiddushin, they all say, when it comes to halach of shavei kesef, I don't need a pasuk. Let's take a quick look at the Ramban and the Rashba. So the Ramban writes as follows. We're going to start from the beginning. The din of a shavei dinar, ikla meida, kiddushei kesef menalan, deksiva kesef sada neima, kesef dafka, shavei kesef menalan. So how do I know shavei kesef? Vim tomar, shavei kesef bichlal kesef. Maybe you'll argue that shavei kesef is bichlal kesef. What does that mean, shavei kesef bichlal kesef? Is that if you have kesef, you know kesef, shavei kesef is included in kesef. It's all the same thing. And if that's true that we have a kasha, why do I need a pasuk of shavei kesef? I have it even by nizikin. In other words, one approach he says is to go with the approach of Tosis. Is that Eben Ivri is where we derive Shavei Kesef. But then he says the underlying part, Inami, Ikala Meima, Shebechol Makom Shenemar Kesef, Bekinyan Shavei Kesef Bechol. Says the Ramban, wherever it says kesef, it means also shavei kesef. Same thing. So why do I need a pasuk by Eved Ivri? V'chi itzrik kra lerabuye bipiraon. Why do I need then a pasuk, for example, by Eved Ivri? Salka daitachim lokach Eved eno yachol ligroa bipidyono ba'al korcho shol rabbi shavei kesef darmale zil tarak v'zavin aisile. Does the Adon want to give up his Eved Ivri? Does the Adon want to give up his Eved Ivri? Eved Ivri's doing good work. Doing good work. I paid good money for him. He's doing good work. Part of the family. Not so interested. Okay, so now he has a right to go out. Bikiron Kesef. I bought him for 140. He worked 5 years, so now he has 2 years left. He can buy himself out for $40. Okay, but $40. Don't give me $40 of Subin. Don't give me $40 of shirts. I want $40. So how do you know that he can buy himself out with Shavei Kesef? Gzeres HaKosef. Because it's being done. Listen, this is an important point. Does the Adon want to lose his Eved Ivri?
No.
It's being done Baal Korcho of the Eved Ivri. So since it's being done of the Adon, since Baal Korcho of the Adon, there's a custom of for Shava Kesef. And then he says, V'chein Gabe Nezikin. What do I, the Nizak, want as payment? Money! I want cash. Cash is king. When you're going to now give me Subin, am I happy or sad?
Sad.
Do I want this or not want it?
No.
I don't want Subin, I want cash. So the fact is, I'm being given Subin Baal Korchi. Who says that works? The Xeris HaKos. That's why you need a Xeris HaKos. But do you need a Xeris HaKos by Isha? Why not? Why not? It's not about Karka. She's agreeing to it. This is what she's acquiescing to. I don't need Xeris HaKos for that. Do I need a Xeris HaKos by Mekahu Memkar? No, why not? Because it's not about Karka. That says the Ramban is the Pshat, the Chinga ben Ezekiel, Sakta Misheni Yochel Pro Baal Karcha, Bishavakes El Mimeta, Kedisi Meitza De Yishalem, Kamashmola, about Le'inyan Mikne, Kavan De Nichale Bishavakes. What does it mean, Nichale Bishavakes? He agreed! If he's saying, I agree, then Kakesevu Share Shneem Shav. That is the position of the Ramban. If I were to ask you, according to the Ramban, do we need a Xeris HaKos for Shavah Kesef and Kesef?
No.
The answer is no. The only case where you need a Xeris HaKos is Eved Ivri Nezikin, because there something is going on Baal Korcho. So then we need to mechadesh that you can even compel the action Baal Korcho. But by Kiddushin, is it Baal Korcho? No. By Mekach HaMemkar Baal Korcho? No. What is Tosis' position in contrast to Ramban?
Of course you do.
You need a pasuk by Kiddush. Do you think you need a pasuk by Mekach HaMemkar?
No.
I don't think so. That's just a barter exchange. I don't think so. Okay, now I'm going to... What I should do, conceptually now, is jump to the Taz and the Sman. That's what I should do. But I'm not. I'm gonna do the Rashba. The Rashba is a repeat of the Ramban with one small but significant twist. So I want you to get the small but significant twist, which we're going to come back to in a few moments. Okay? Says the Rashba. Yesh Lomar. Go where it's underlined. Yesh Lomar. Kol makom shenemar kesef gabe kinyon shove kesef bichlal kesef Kevan daha micha lehu bahachi. So what's the Rashba saying? Wherever we have a din of kesef, shove kesef is bechla kesef, because what? He wants it. So what's included? Kiddushin. What's included? Mekachumen. Then he says, v'gabe giron kesef de'eved de'be al korcho de'rabohu. It's trick, we need a pasuk. Salka daita kamina kim davar kocho migra v'yoytze bekesef dafka and not shove kesef kamashmala. So far, any differences between the Ramban and the Rashba? None. Negabe nezikin nami hoel umishalem mimetav kidiksiv Meitav Sadeu Yishalem Kesef Diksiv Gabe Kesef Dafka Kamash Malon Afilu Subin. Is there a difference here between the Ramban and the Rashba? What's the difference?
It's not about the Baal Korcho, it's about the...
That's correct. In other words, whereas the Ramban said, why do I need a pasuk by Nezikin? What's the answer? Because by Nezikin, says the Ramban, I'm giving the money, the Yeshavet Kes, the Subin, against the will of the Nizak. Who says I can do that? And therefore what? And therefore you need a pasuk. The Rashba doesn't go there. He doesn't go there. He went there when it comes to Eben Ivri, but he doesn't go there when it comes to Nezikin. He says, you know why I need a pasuk? Because I'm expecting, the Nezek is expecting, the Torah says, Meitav. What is the Meitav of Metaldon?
Anything.
What's the Meitav of Metaldon? The best Metaldon you can get. Kesef. Kesef is the best Metaldon. That's the Meitav. Cash is king. If you give me Karka, Edis. So, what, you want to give me Subin? That needs a pasuk. Why is the Rashba walking away from what? From the approach of the Ramban. He accepts the Baal Korach idea, but when it comes to Eben Ivri, when it comes to the Zikin, he doesn't accept that idea. Okay? Who asked this question? No. Flip to source number 8, the Avnei Milum. If you look at number 8, the Avnei Miluim, he quotes the Rashba, first 6 lines quoting the Rashba, until you get to Ad Kan Lashon. And then he says, Ayin, second paragraph, Ayin Baran Uvaritva, Shekosav Nami Kedivei HaRashba, but V'yesh L'daktik B'divei HaRashba. Shekosav, Degabe Eved Ivri, Tzorich L'Rabos, Shove Kesef. Why? Lefishu Bal Korcha Shel Adam. And they also say the Gabe Nezikin. And the Rashba says by Nezikin, Mishum Dixiv Meitav Sadeu Kesef Dixiv Gabe Kesef Dafka Vitepagle. But why doesn't the Rashba say the Gabe Nezikin Nami Alpha Gabe Nezak Enim Arutza B'Shavet Kesef? Even though the Nezak does not want Shavet Kesef, he doesn't want Subin. What does he want? He wants Kesef or Meitav. The Rutza be Kesef Dafka Yohiv Le Shavet Kesef the Dafka be Kiddushin Holu Midaita Mekabeles Shavet Kesef Aval Ben Nezikin HaNezak Rutza Dafka Kesef. What's wrong with the approach of the Ramban? What's wrong with saying I need the pasuk of Yoshiv Lerabos Shaveh Kesef Kekesef by Nezikin? Because what does the Nezak want? He wants Kesef. You're giving him Subin? Is that with or against his will? Against his will. In other words, the Ramban is correct. The Ramban is correct. When it comes, the contrast is between Kiddushin, Mekach u'Memka on the one hand. Is that Baal Korchach? That's not Baal Korchach. And therefore, you don't need a pasuk. Versus Eben Ivri and Nezikin, which is what? Which is Baal Karkach, and they need a pasuk. That's exactly what he says. The Ramban says. So why does the Rashba deviate from that point? It's very simple. The Ramban is very simple. The Rashba comes along and says, no, by Eben Ivri it's Baal Karkach. By Nezikin, it's because of the pasuk of Meitav. Why do I need to get into that? Okay. So, let's explain what's going on here. We have 2 issues. Issue number 1 is machlekes between Tosfos and the Chachmei Sfarad. Do I need a pasuk for Shavei Kesef when it comes to Kiddushin? Tosfos says yes. Chachmei Sfarad says, once you're in agreement, you're in agreement. Second issue is this issue Rashba and Ramban. And what they all the Rosh Yeshivas say, the classic Hesber, is built on a core and fundamental machlekes, taz and sma, as to what is kinyan kesef. What is kinyan kesef? And for that, siman kuf tzadi, there are other things you could say, but this is like a classic mahalach. So the Shulchan Aruch tells us, siman kuf tzadi halacha beis, there's something called a kinyan kesef. You want to buy real estate, a house, a sada, what do? You give a shove pruta. And the sma is a little bothered. I don't get it. How much is this house worth in Beverly Hills? A lot. And how am I going to the house? With a shove pruta? That's preposterous. How can I kona a house with a shavet pruta? It's worth a mil, and I'm buying it with a shavet pruta. Doesn't make any sense. So explains the sma. Take a look. Tipachos mi pruta ein chashivus liknos ba. Pachos shavet pruta, it doesn't work. Va'ayri dafka b'shenosan lo ha-shavet pruta, keywords, al dmei ha-piron. V'hashar zokaf alav b'milveh. In other words, how much is he buying this house for? $1 million house? He's buying it for $1 million. But how is he locking in the kinyan? He's locking in the kinyan with a shavet pruta, with $100, whatever. And what's the nature of that shavet pruta? It's what he's calling dmei shivyon, dmei shovi. It's a payment of value. It's a payment of value as a down payment. Of course I'm going to pay the rest. But right now I'm giving you $100. With that $100, we clinch the kinyan. But what's the nature of the kinyan? Shaveh b'shaveh. I'm paying down a down payment. The rest is coming. I'm paying for value. Or, he says, another possibility is maybe the whole thing is only worth a pruta. If the whole thing is only worth a pruta, how much am I paying for it? A pruta. Why am I only paying a pruta? Because it's a payment of value for value. And then he says, skipping a line, Aval ein lomar de lo ayri kan bekesef shenota bishvil shiva hamekach. Don't think we're talking about kesef that. Don't think it's not for the value of the mekach. Rather, what is it for? Nosa pruta. The pruta is just representing a mutual meeting of the minds. You can't say that's the pshat. The kinyan kesef nilmad mistei Efron. The kesef nizgo mistei Efron. Hayat me shovi. I am Krish. What the sma is saying is kinyan kesef is radically different than all other kinyan. All other kinyan, a kinyan chazaka, a kinyan hadba, meshicha, sudar, shtar, all of those kinyan are what? Symbolic acts that represent a meeting of the minds. Similar to, I'll buy the pen for a dollar. A handshake. It's a symbolic act that symbolizes a meeting of the minds. That's what other kinyan are. Don't think kinyan kesef is that. What is kinyan kesef?
Straight up.
Straight up, yeah. It's what we'll call a purchase. And how do I know that? Because what's the source of kinyan kesef? Stay up, bro. What did Avram do? He bought the field. And how do you learn how kinyan kesef? By Isha, by the way. It's learned that from Kicha Kicha Mi Stay Ephraim. Stay Ephraim is Kinyan Shovi. Kinyan Kes is Kinyan Shovi. That is what it is. Who argues on this vision of the Sma?
The Taz.
So the Taz. And the Taz writes. The Taz writes. Ma shekosav hasma. The kol shel anasam b'torah shivi mekach ein akona lo hevanti dvarav. Not correct. Skipping the case of Irvuni, this is the point. V'od hagam gabe kinyan diisha bekesef nilmad me efron k'mod yisrael esh kiddush. It's a very, very modern taz.
Do you think when you give the isha a shavet pruta, that's called dmei shivyon? That's called a payment of value? What is she worth to you?
A lot more.
She's priceless. And you're giving her a $100 ring? And that's how you're acquiring her dmei shivyon? That's the biggest raya in the world. That's not what Kinyan Kesef is. Kinyan Kesef in Kiddushin is a raya. That Kinyan Kesef in Kol HaTorah Kula is not like the time. It's not like the Sma. What is it? Is it Pasha to be Isha Kona Osa Dev Nesina Lechud? Velobitara Shivoy Mashi Shaveh. You're not giving her value what she's worth. It's not Shaveh for Shaveh. It's not a down payment. You're not paying anymore. You're giving her a ring. That's it. It's not a down payment. And therefore, that is Megala that reveals that that's not what Kinyan Kesef is. Kinyan Kesef is like all other Kinyanim. It's a symbolic act of Nesina that cements the meaning of the months. Core and fundamental machlekes between the Taz and the Sma. Lichora, that machlokes Taz and Sma is exactly the machlokes Ramban and Rashi versus Tosfos. How? Simple. According to the Ramban Rashba, do I need a pasuk to teach me Shavah Kesef Kesef? No. Why not? Because this is our agreement. This is our agreement. That's what the Sma is essentially saying. The Sma is saying, Mekach u'memkach. Shavah b'shavah. If she agrees to Shavah Kesef, great. That's called, what's the difference between money and Shavah Kesef? You see, let's start with Tosis. If the Kinyan Kesef is a specific act that is symbolizing a meaning of the binds, good. That's what Kesef is. Does that mean that's what Shavah Kesef is? Who says Shavah Kesef is that symbolic act? Maybe that symbolic act requires currency specifically. Who says it works with non-currency? I don't know that it works with non-currency. It's a specific formal type of act. If it's a specific formal type of act, currency, yes. Kesef, yes. Shavah Kesef, no. But if you hold that what is Kesef, Dmei Shivui, I'm paying value for value, Abosa, is $100 worth of subin the same value as $100 in cash? It's the same exact value. It's the same exact value. And once it's the same exact value, and we're talking about an exchange of value, so first of all, whose position is that? That's the Sma's position. And do I need a pasuk to teach me Shavah Kesef? What is Kesef? Kesef is value. Kesef is not currency. Kesef is value. If Kesef is value, then Shavah Kesef is also value. That's what you agree. If you're talking about a formalized Kinyan, then I need the formality. Is that Kinyan? What is the formality of that Kinyan? So the Torah says Kesef. Who says Shavah Kesef? Xeris HaKosef. That's Tosis. The Rashba and the Ramban say no. It's value for value, and therefore it's enough to do what? It's enough to... You don't need a pasuk. Shavah Kesef is also values. The significance of money is not currency. It's value. It's buying power. And Subin has the same exact buying power. Might be less convenient, but it's value. So now, not really, but yes. So now it comes along, just what I both say, with this in mind. Who's with me? Are you guys... Okay. This is not complicated. I feel like he's a bored here, but okay. Rabosa, according to Tysis, one more time. According to Tysis, do I need a Xeris HaKosef to teach me Do I need a Gzeres HaKasa to teach me Shavar Kesef? Yes. Tos says yes. Why? Because Kinyan Kesef is a formal, specialized, unique Maisa Kinyan that demands coinage. Is Subin the same as Kesef? No. It's not coinage. Maybe that Kinyan can only be done with coinage, not with other stuff. How do I know it can be done with other stuff? Gzeres HaKasa. But if the whole thing is I'm just exchanging value for value, Kesef has value, Subin has value. I don't need a pasuk for that. That is a meeting of the minds. That's the Rashba. That's the Rambam. Rabosai. In light of this idea, why did the Rashba not go down the route of the Ramban? The Rashba said, why do I need a special pasuk when it comes to Nezikin? I need a pasuk because Nezikin, you might have thought, you can't pitch on a kesa because it's a din of Meitav. Why not say, you can't pay Shavar Kesef because it can be done Baal Korcha of the Nisa? So, who wrote the Avnei Milud? Does anyone know? The Ksos. The Ksos is a sefer written on what Chelek of Shulchan Aruch? Choshen Mishpah. So when he finished with the Ksais, Reb Aryeh Leib HaKayim did the Ksais HaKayshin. It's a Kayim. Ksais HaKayshin. Then he wrote the Avnei Milud, which is on Evan Ezer. On Evan Ezer. Brilliant, brilliant person. Brilliant, brilliant person. So he asked his Kasha. So the Stipler, I was in Beneva. The Stipler wrote Ha'aros on the bottom of the Avnei Milud, which are published in certain Avnei Miluds. So Stipler says, I think I understand the answer to the question. The question that we asked, that the Avnei Milud asked, why did the Rashba do what? The Rashba left the world, the Baal Karcha he went to. Why? I'll tell you why. Go ahead, why?
Is it because it focuses on a Kenyan perspective?
Because the real chiluk, this language of Baal Karcha is a bluff. It's not, it's a simon. It's not that Baal Karcha or Birtsona. It's about Kenyan versus Piro. Payment of value. When you go ahead and you're paying the Eved Ivri, the Eved Ivri is redeeming himself. Is that a Kenyan? That's a Kenyan. The Eved Ivri is owned by the Adon. The Adon has there's a Kenyan Isser. The Eved Ivri, for example, is allowed to sleep with a Shifcha Kananis. And now he redeems himself, buys himself back, and now he's a free man. He's a regular Yisrael. Kinyan, Baal Karcha, doesn't work. That doesn't work. You can't do a Kinyan Baal Karcha. If I'm relinquishing my ownership, I have to agree. Torah says, no, you're relinquishing your owners, and I have a pasuk that says it even by Shavar Kesef. Nezik, is there a Kinyan there? When I pay the Nizak, what's my obligation? To repay the Nizak. It's not Kesef Kinyan. So, does he have a right, to say I'm not taking Subin? Does he have a right to say I'm not taking Subin? I can pay you back whatever I want, except maybe you think he has a right not to take Subin because of what? Because the pasuk is Meitav. And that's why I would be blocked from maybe paying back Shavar Kesef. But there's no Kinyan there. It's not a Kinyan. It's just Piron. It's just paying back what I owe. So I can pay back value. knows what's the chiddush of the Taz. When do we say that it's only kesef and not shava kesef? Without a pasuk. When it's a form of kinyan. But if it's just payback, so I can pay back whatever I want, except for the pasuk of meta. Take a look at the small little print on the next page, the Kilos Yaakov, who comes to answer this kasha of the Avnei Milum. He says as follows, Yesh Lomar, Kevin de ain't sarich ella piraon dahainu shu yeshalim ha'ezek. He's just paying back the hezek. V'kaimelon piraon bal karchach. I can pay back against his will. Shmei piraon. Pshita de mahani ne shavet kesef. V'davka be'evet ivri. Shezoche la'atzma mamono shal chaveru dahainu gufa ha'mochur. But when it comes to an hezek, it's a bluff. It's not about bal korchach. I can pay back Subin. I owe you $100. I can pay back $100, whichever way I want. A meitav is that which is blocking it. So that, I think, is a very nice answer. I want to finish today's shiur with two big points. Just to illustrate nafkaminas to this chakira. Two nafkaminas. One is easy. One is brought down by the Nesivis. Nesivis raised the following issue. Can you get married to a woman with a matana almanas shahatzir? In other words, you give her shava kesef, you give her a ring, hare at mikudesh es libetabazu, almanas Shitakziruhu li ba'ot shavua. Good kiddush and bad kiddush. So the Gemara tells us, matana menasha hakzir, on a doraisa level, mikudeshes, mikudeshes. Midra banan, it doesn't look nice. But mikudeshes, mikudeshes. Says in the Sivas, this is a raya for who? Taz or smach? Who said Taz? If it's Tmei Shivui, if it's Tmei Shivui, value for value, it's called value when you're giving it back in a week from there? So he says you could push it in, but it's not simple. If you hold it's a formalized kinyan, an arbitrary act of kinyan, then Matana Manas Lahakzir ought to work. Let's see that inside. Source number seven. The Nesivus. The old Kashali al Debi Asma Shekosa did Davka Kishanasa Shah Pudadme Apiron. Dafil Nasa Kezamanashia Zirulon Kone Avshalo Yizkelo Adme Shiva Asade. Matama Shahatsu works in Kinyonim as Kinyan Kesef. Why? There's no Dme Shivui. Fitzurich Loma Bidocha. It's a payment. That's a difficult thing to say. That's a very difficult thing to say. In other words, this would be a much work, much better according to the Taz. Last point I want to make, and then tomorrow we're going to take these Yesodos and just apply it into the shock of the Tire of our Gemara. That's the goal, okay? That's the goal. And then we'll go Vayter and Shas, of course. It won't take us no time. Okay? Now, there's a beautiful comment of the Avnei Milum. I learned Kiddushin last year, so it's a little in my head. So I couldn't resist. Amazing Gemara. Rabosai, what are the three ways you can be Mekadesh and Isha? Kesef, Shtar, and Bia. What are the two ways that a marriage ends? Get and Misaba. Okay, where do we learn get from? How do you know a woman could be divorced with a star? How do you know? A pasuk. A pasuk. Vekosav la, venosan la, sefer, krisis. How do you know kiddushei star works? How do we know what?
Through get.
Right. Makish havaya liyetzia. If you can get divorced with a star, you can get married with a star. Now watch this. We have a hekesh. The way you go in, the way you go out. Similarly, the way you get married is also the way you... So Gemara asks, if you can get divorced with a shtar, you can get married with a shtar. So maybe, if you can get married with kesef, you should be able to get divorced with kesef. Interesting. So let's see the Gemara inside. And source number 9, 6 lines in. V'yotza v'hoysa. Makish havaya liyitzia. Ma yitzia bishtar af havaya nami bishtar. You can get divorced with a shtar, you can get married with a shtar. Gemara asks, v'akish nami yitzia lehavaya. Make the hekesh the other way around also. Ma havaya bekesef, af yitzia bekesef. Just like you can get married with what? With kesef. Get divorced with kesef. Cool. Amar Abaye, really? Yomru, kesef, machnis, kesef, maitzi. Kesef can be an instrument of marriage. It's also going to be an instrument of divorce. Marriage is a good thing or a bad thing? A good thing. Divorce is a good thing or a bad thing? A bad thing. So sanegar, yase, kategar, the good thing shall be the prosecutor. Sorry, the defendant shall be the prosecutor. Doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara asks a very logical question. Ihachi shtar nami. Yomru. Shtar motzi, shtar machnis. Yeah, but if you have this svara, ein kategor nasa negar, so then how can you tell me by a shtar it's good for divorce, it should be good for marriage? Not right. Ein kategor nasa sanegar. If it's a prosecutor, so Gemara says, no. Nah. You can't compare a shtar gerushin to a shtar kiddush. Why not? Because mili dahai shtara lechud, umili dahai shtara lechud. What are you talking about? A get is the same as a shtar kiddushin? It's not about the shtar, it's about the content of the shtar. You cannot compare a shtar gerushin to a shtar kiddushin. Their content highlights that these are two instruments altogether differently. So the Gemara says an unbelievable line. But by Kesef, Kesef, l'chora, Kesef. Is Kesef Kesef or is Shtar, I get the difference, Shtar, Kiddushin, Shtar, Gershin, the two animals. What about Kesef? By Kesef, Hachanami, Hai kaspa lechud, the hai kaspa lechud.
Whoa.
No. So to over here by kesef. Kesef kiddushin is fundamentally different than kesef gerush. Whoa. Weird. I wouldn't have said that. What's the Gemara's? I don't know why. What's the Gemara's answer? What?
Why is it so weird?
It's so weird. Because what's the shtar? What's the shtar? Shtar is the words. The words of a shtar gerushin are radically different than the words of a shtar kiddushin, and you're not going to get them confused and say, oh, ain't kateg na sanig. But cash, you're going to get married to her with what? With a $100 bill. You're going to divorce her with a $100 bill? Like, hi. So the Gemara says, hi, kasel chud, hi, kasel chud. Gemara answers, Tiva Mia Charu. But the bottom line is that George Washington on the coin is the same George Washington. So by shtar, you can learn out shtar kiddushin, shtar gerushin. But don't think you can get divorced with kesef, because you can't learn out kesef gerushin from kesef kiddushin, because the George Washington on the kesef is the same George Washington. What's the pshat in this Gemara? What's the pshat? You know what? You know what the Avdi Miluim says? Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You have 2 minutes to read inside? 2 minutes to read inside. Let's see. I don't, but you do. Okay. Ubazen nira lefar sugis hashas kiddushin dav hei. Ein shon va'akish nami yitzil ha'avai. Ma ha'avai ha'kesam rabai sanig na'ezik ha'degor. Yachish ta'anami katek na'ezik ha'degor. B'shana mil da'ay shtor l'chud ha'kas l'chud. B'shana tim mil chad. Upeirish Rashi. Hai kas b'l'chud. What Rashi says, what does it mean hai kas b'l'chud? Because when you marry her, what do you say? Hare mikudesi. When you divorce her with kesam, what do you say? Hareyat miguresh. So the external words is what says hai l'chud, hai l'chud. Because you know some of far as Mashu knows, lichori yeduk to my the sakadak the maksha hachanami. You know what the pshat is? High kas b'lechud kevin devadai shani v'shani. Kesef gerushin and kesef kiddushin are fundamentally different. High lechud v'high lechud, just like star is different. Why? Digabe star shu etzem akinyan nusach hashtar kiddushin sham lashon knisa v'nuchsach sefer krisa sham lashon gerushin. V'im kein etzem hakinyan shani v'shani, avo bekesef etzem hakinyan chaduhu. Ela bekiddushon b'blashon sanegar v'gerom alashon kategar. The sanegar nami am alashon acher. The sanegar am alashon acher. Kevin du chad v'ade ein sanegar se kategar. What's the pshat? He's asking a question. Ela delafi ma shekesef. You know what he's saying? Pshat is the sma and the ta. What is Kesef Kiddush? What's who's giving the money? Who's giving the money?
The Baal.
The Baal's giving the money. What is Kesef Kiddush? It's the Sma. He's suggesting Kesef Kiddushin is Dmei Shivui. That's what Kesef Kiddushin is. It's Dmei Shivui. He's, quote unquote, acquiring her. He's paying her value and he's receiving back. No. Value, her commitments to him. That's what he's receiving back. Her misubadut love. Now he wants to divorce her. What does he do? He gives her money. He gives her money. When he gives her money, for what? For her to acquire herself? What kind of dumim is that? What kind of money is that? That's he's paying the money. That is, that's to make kinyan. No, that's kesef kinyan. That's how the kinyan gerushin would work. Why? I don't know why. But he's suggesting, take a look. Take a look. She's acquiring herself. But it's not that she's right. Because that kinyan in the Havamina is not to make shivui. It's not to make shivui. It's not a, she's not acquiring value. It's the extinguishment of the marriage. B'toras.
Doesn't that seem more like a payoff instead of
it's not a pay. I know, but you're not paying her off because she's acquiring herself. She's the kone. She's the kone. The kone is the one who usually pays. But here this kes will be given from him to her. Listen. Elefima shekasa b'kiddushin. Second to last line. Kesef shekona hainu kesef shivui hakidushin v'shivui hakidushin mistami shemak nanasha v'pruta v'ok shemak kvelet otsis yotev v'nosim putla tzikas piro ava v'gerushin tehu bal korcha. Does it have her das? Doesn't even have her das. Lo shayach shivui. What's the litmus test of kesef shivui? When is it going to be kesef shivui? It's only if it's with what? It's an agreement. Can you divorce against the will?
Yes,
you can. Which means, by definition, the kesef cannot be kesef shivui. So what kind of kesef is it? Some other kesef. It's some other kesef. And once it's another kesef, it's fundamentally different, just like shtar is fundamentally different. Shtar is different. So ein kateg nasek is not a problem. Kesef is different. So ein kateg nasa sanego is not a problem. And what's the Gemara's answer? It is fundamentally different, but bottom line is they both have George Washington's face on it. And since they both have George Washington's face on it, tiva, mia, charu, it's close enough, and therefore ein kateg nasa sanego.
So the Avne Miluim uses this Sma to explain the Shaklavitarya of that Gemara Dafe. Okay, we're going to stop here. Dream about it, think about it, closet it up, and then tomorrow, back to Bava Kama. We're back into Bava Kama.
And giving her the money.